I'm with Dav Watmore, the Pakistan coach. Dav, after a victory in Sharjah in the first one-day international of the five-match series against Sri Lanka. In the end, it was perhaps just a little bit closer than it might have been. Were you nervous at any stage?
It certainly was. It was a little bit close, too close for comfort, to be very honest with you. For the majority of the game, I would imagine most people would agree with me that we had it won, and it was getting a little bit too close for comfort in the last 5 to 6 overs there. But, you know, it's good to try. The opposition are a pretty decent team.
Now, I know, Dav, you and I have spoken on numerous occasions in the past about how important it is to start well in a series. So how important was it to actually get that first victory under your belt?
Yeah, well, look, it was extremely important. Everyone also would agree with that. We know what it's like to begin a series losing, too. We've done that in South Africa. And we did that in Sri Lanka when we toured there last year. So it is important to, you know, to draw first blood, albeit a close game, but still, whether you win by 1 run or 100 runs, it's still a win. So that was important for us.
Positives, and Mohammed Hafeez 100, that was a top effort.
Yes, it was. Hafeez was really keen yesterday to you know, get back in the runs column. He's been a very good contributor in some ways. He had a lean patch against South Africa and was very keen to, you know, you might have seen his celebration after the 100. fair enough. And he was really keen to get back in the runs, which he did very, very well. To me, Hafeez is an automatic selection because he's a multi-dimensional player. The sort of player that we need more of in Pakistan.
Has there ever been a suggestion about dropping him down the order? Obviously, he made his runs yesterday at 3 and made them extremely well. But has there ever been a thought about playing him really as a bowler who bats? Because his bowling is oh so crucial as well, isn't it?
Well, yes, there has been some discussion, particularly, you know, when he wasn't getting runs against South Africa, which a bit of a disappointment for him more than anything else. But he knows how I feel. I speak to him directly. I think he's got many, many more years to serve the country. And whether he does it successfully at number 3 or whether he does it successfully lower in the order is something somebody else will have to agree on as I finish in the next few weeks. But he's certainly a valuable player for Pakistan.
Sohaib Maksood and also Shajil Khan, two relatively new players. That must have given you a lot of pleasure yesterday, seeing how they dovetailed so nicely with Hafeez.
Absolutely, Murgas. Shajil debuted yesterday, and in my pre-match little talk on the ground, I totally forgot it was his debut because I just got the feeling he's been around the place so much recently in T20s that I actually overlooked the fact that he was selected for his first ODI, and you know, we eventually all congratulated him, and he really showed the sort of potential that he has. I'm not going to say he's going to be a great player, but I think he's got the potential to be a very good contributor, and you know, I'm very pleased for that. And you mentioned Sohaib Maksood, who happens to be, he tells me, his childhood friend. And during Shajil's innings, Maksood sat next to me on 2 occasions and gave me some useful predictions about this kid. And they were both very, very true, on the money. So, you know, it's good that each of these guys know each other's games. Very good innings by Maksood. He's a very good quality player. And somebody who's really shown the selectors and myself that he wants to play. You know, when you lose 8 to 10 kilos in a relatively short space of time, that's a big effort, and just on that alone, I reckon it was worth selecting him, and he's rewarded us with some terrific performances.